Lights, camera, action.
Oh, yeah.
A-list headlines.
With Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. A happy Thursday, Jaden.
Happy Thursday, Angie. Good morning.
Now, how's the sitch in Melbourne at the moment? Because I'm getting a bit confused about all the different states and borders and restrictions and case numbers. Are you guys tracking okay?
We're doing okay, yeah. We've had, I think it's our eighth day now today with zero cases. So we're doing okay after that little bit of a scare that we had just after Christmas at the beginning of the new year. But yeah, things are tracking nicely at the moment. So touch wood, touch wood.
Cool. Keep that going. In other news, we've got an AFL footballer in hospital today.
We do indeed. This is the Hawthorn player, Jonathan Paton, obviously has been one of the people that's been in the headlines for the past week or so and was stood down earlier in the week amid an investigation the club's currently conducting into various sexting allegations. And as we've heard in the news overnight, he's currently in hospital here in Melbourne, receiving treatment for his mental health. Obviously, in these sorts of situations, we need to be quite respectful of his privacy, along with also what he's going through at the moment. But I think it's reasonably fair to report whispers that are trickling through that it is an ongoing thing that he has been dealing with for a period of time prior, I guess, to, as we've heard, to these allegations coming to light, and something that obviously with these allegations has now taken a toll on him. So I think it goes without saying that despite everything that's going on, we wish him all the best.
Not a funny subject, but hilarious, Jaden, that you think we get any news about AFL footballers in the outside season other than West Coast or Dockers players, but not how it rolls in WA. But we'll move on. Bruce Willis is apologising.
He is. A quick background for anybody who hasn't heard this. He was told to leave a chemist in California on Tuesday after he wasn't wearing a mask, although he did have a bandana tied around his neck that I think he could have popped up and used as a mask. But obviously the photos and the reports went all around the world, and now he's gone on the good old charm offensive, a big mea culpa, and said that it was just an error of judgment and that he's going with the line to be safe, mask up and do everything you can to protect yourself from the coronavirus. So I guess at least he's owning it, although it's probably more of a PR thing than an apology, I'd say.
But refreshing, because you're allowed to change your mind when you get more information about things.
You are, you are.
We've got news from somebody who probably hasn't been in the news for a very long time, Dick Van Dyke.
Yes, we do indeed. He's one of the people that will be receiving a Kennedy Center honor, believe it or not, along with actress Debbie Allen and singer Garth Brooks. This one will be taking place in May this year. Normally it's done in December, but of course with COVID, everything's been pushed back and this particular ceremony is not immune to that. So a couple of months' time, Dick Van Dyke will be one of the people that's receiving a Kennedy Center honor.
Well, thanks so much for the update, Jaden. I'll catch you next week.